Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak was that. Hey, listen, if you think you can do better, fine. No, you're right. There are a lot of podcasts to choose from. Well, listen, if you ever need life-fulfilling laughter again, please consider giving us another try. Enjoy your yet another disturbing true crime podcast in the meantime. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist in no particular order, shall we?
Well, I'll be a monkey. Hey, you, get away from that window. Can't you see there's a lady man out there named Joey Greer?
Hello.
Justice of Greerland. When you going to pay me back the $6 you borrowed?
It's James Heaney.
I don't know anybody.
Great gosh almighty, it's Mark Gagliardi, MG, not McG.
That's true. We get confused a lot.
Right? What was your favorite childhood Christmas gift?
When I was a child, I got a Menudo album and a keyboard.
No.
And I could learn, and I taught myself some keyboard via the Menudo album.
Yeah. That's the greatest gift ever.
Right?
Oh, God. Where's video when you need it? Next up, it's not really that heavy, the one who wears the crown when I'm out of town, Cole Stratton.
Hey.
Coleman, Dabney, as a founder of SF Sketchfest, maybe you can explain this. What is the fucking deal with Joey Greer?
You know, he submits every year, tape after tape after tape, and it's mostly him just watching TV.
And you won't program
it. I won't program it. Huh. Weird, right?
It is. Hold the damn door. There's a lady in the house. Say hello to returning champ, Jen Murray.
Hello.
Jen Gary, Jen Ross. How many times do I have to tell you?
Three.
Yep, that's correct. Three. And last but may all your tomorrows arrive way too damn early. If you think I'm least, it's James Heaney. Jimmy Jingle all the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all the way? No, not all the way. It's no longer appropriate. It's gone over the line. Time has not served it well.
That is also correct. All right, let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' email. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Audrey, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, I was so excited to hear y'all use my first suggestion, the unaired Antiques Roadshow appraisals. That was damn fun. I was so sure it wasn't going to be used, but when Cole said my name, I thought, oh, fun, another Audrey, before realizing he was reading my words. Thank you for the giddiness and laughs. My new suggestion is this. A group of prisoners in a medieval castle dungeon, chained to the wall, dangling in a cage, strapped to the rack, what have you, communicate by carrier pigeon to some anonymous source that claims to have a plan to free them. Thank you all, and congrats to Vanessa on your precious baby. Stay funny, Audrey!
We've got a new one! We've got a new one!
Get off of me! Unhand me, rapscallion! Chain me up, whip me as you will. I will speak on all man's behalf.
Oh, it's a political prisoner we got here now.
That's just what we fucking needed.
Right.
Bread. Them people need bread.
And what would they do with their bread, mate?
Yeah.
They'll eat the bread and become strong.
Right.
So and vanquish you.
So your crime was being self-involved then, is that it?
Too much. In other people's business.
Right. So you've been here a while. Let's get acquainted, shall we?
Fine.
Right. Over to your left here is Slippy.
Hey, how's it going?
How do you do?
What's all this, then?
I'm in prison. Right. What's all this, then?
He's a political prisoner.
Oh, no, not another one of them.
Yeah, they're real blowhards.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
People need bread.
Yeah, you keep saying the people need bread. You know what these people in here need? These people in here need another missive from that carrier pigeon that keeps telling us how we're going to get the hell out of here.
Submissive?
What?
They need a submissive?
Shut up, politics, man. Look, the pigeon's back. The
food.
Pigeon's back.
Is that food?
Who can reach his foot? We got to get a message from his foot.
I think I'll be able to reach it with my toes. Neck, hold on, let me slide down to its foot.
Oh, God,
you killed a fucking messenger.
To have squeezed its organs out of its mouth and anus. That is a mistake I made.
Have you not heard the phrase, don't kill the messenger?
It's literally a messenger pigeon.
Well, I made a mistake. Here, let's fumble through its corpse. And there's a letter. Interesting. Tiny words. There are tiny words on this letter.
Can you just fucking read what it says, please?
Yes.
Okay, what's it? Not out your sight.
Yes, I shall. The individual's trapped inside Carhartt's castle.
That's right. That's us. She's talking to us.
That's us.
That's us, then.
Queen Carhartt, she locked us all down in here.
Yes, she did, because she doesn't want us to have bread. We need bread for the people.
Can you answer me this, then, yes. New guy? What if you got celiac?
Oh, that's good.
Right? You don't need bread.
Legitimate question, that one is.
Right, yes. Well,
Get it. You're running on the bread platform.
What if you can't digest bread? What you do then? Smart guy.
You
go to university for that.
I did. If you can't have bread, then you
did you dingle some balls at Cambridge?
Come on. All right. Come on. That's just a rumor. All right.
All right. Well, look, I got a question for you then.
Yes.
What the fuck does the letter from the pigeon say?
Oh, yeah, get back to the letter.
Yes.
Good point.
Carhartt Castle, yes. I offer you an escape.
Right.
An opportunity for freedom.
Right, and then we reply. This is back and forth.
Right,
mate.
He's doing this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's just such tiny lettering. Let's see.
Because we have to write, and then he writes, and then we write, and he writes.
Right.
Although I'm assuming it's a he. That could be wrong.
No, that's, I don't know. It could be a woman. We don't know.
Could be an animal.
No, why would it be an animal?
I don't know. We're just assuming, right?
You ever met an animal that can write?
No, but it doesn't mean that that's out of the question.
It could be fucking bread, too. We don't fucking know.
Yeah, maybe bread wrote the note. Yeah.
Maybe!
Let's go with that assumption. Written by bread. Keep going.
Right.
Written by bread. To each of you, I ask of thee a question that will answer we.
Right. Interesting. Right.
To know the way outside of the castle...
Oh, fuck, he's doing riddles.
We must be able to handle the battle.
The battle?
Battle. It could be battle within.
Oh, right.
Could be battle within.
We could be battling ourselves.
Could be setting up a war.
Right.
With the queen.
Possibly.
Yeah, right.
Maybe this is an opportunity for the bread to rise up.
Maybe the battle is just kicking this guy's ass.
Now, hold on. Hold on, all right? Maybe not. Maybe not.
Oh, wait. I hear some noise out there.
Wait.
Rise for your queen.
I rise for no queen or king that is a tyrant of the people.
Just get up.
Let's hear what the queen has to say.
Hello, prisoners. My prisoners. I am the queen.
Yes, mum.
I'm sorry, I'm so full from all the bread.
Ah.
Anyway, did you
Let
get my notes?
Let the people have bread!
Did you get... Okay, I've had enough
Let
of you, please.
Let the people have bread!
I can't. I hear it in my dreams. You say that
Your
so much.
Your Highness, you'll carry our pigeons upon the ground.
Oh, it's...
It looks like it's dead.
Please don't cry.
I squished out the organs of your carrier pigeon.
Right, wait.
I have hundreds of carrier pigeons. Shed no tear, dear prisoner.
Wait, your carrier pigeon? You're the one's been telling us how to escape from your castle.
Who did you think it was? An animal? A bread?
She's got us there.
That's true.
Did you get it? What did you think of my riddle?
Rather clever, mum.
So we figure out the riddle, and then we get to leave. That's it?
Oh, that sounds fun. Yes, let's do that.
I'll never take your help, ever!
Oh, for God's sake, someone shut this leftist up.
You need to learn to bend, you know what I mean? Be a little bit more flexible.
I'll never work with tyrants, ever!
Why don't we help us one bend the knee?
Why don't we?
How about this?
What are you doing?
Bend it.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
I love violence and bread. More bread, please.
Oh, my bones are sticking out the skin. Oh.
So, Your Majesty.
Yes.
Is this the battle that you said we would have to do in order to leave?
Yes. I need an army, and so I figured maybe you blokes could fight for me, and we could take the castle down the road.
We'd be proud of it.
Right, sure.
Oh, this went so smoothly. I'm sorry that I kept you in chains for you.
I'm a very good. I'm already a warrior. We have these prisoners.
This one who cries
fed.
Over a bird. He's a warrior.
I'm a warrior. I'm a sexy city warrior. Somebody killed a carrier pigeon.
Maybe this one should take our places then, so nobody else gets suspicious like.
Oh, please don't rock me up. I don't want to be locked up.
Put him on the rack. Put him on the rack. Put him on the rack.
Oh, right. No, put him on the rack. That's a good idea.
Oh, we can do that. You want to be on the rock.
But no, I don't want to be on the rock. I've been a good boy.
Just lie down here, Gov.
I don't want to lay down here.
Stretch him nice,
what
mate.
What are you doing with my wrists?
Don't give up, good soldier!
Oh my God, your voice is like nails on a chalkboard.
Where do we get our armor and whatnot?
Yeah, this is great.
They're very exciting.
Yeah, but I have some upstairs. Yeah, we can. I've got a bunch of old bread baskets.
That lovely.
You can, bread. Maybe put on your heads.
Give them bread.
Oh, it's that fucking bread guy again.
Who are we fighting this time, ma'am?
The guys down the way.
Right then.
Yeah.
My lord.
Yes.
My lord.
Yes. I'm here.
My lord!
Yes, you're screaming at my face.
My lord! Can you hear me?
I hear you. You're shouting and spitting upon
me. My lord. Face. My lord, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Message has come from the other castle of Queen Carhart.
Queen Carhart? What does she want?
She brings death upon your doorstep.
You don't think she could do it, could she?
I think with 1,000% of my bread mind that she could.
That she could?
Yes.
Oh no.
Yes.
Oh, good God. Yeah. I thought that there was... you're my chief war strategist.
Oh, this is bad, yes?
Of course. I thought you were going to... We were laughing.
I thought it was a good thing, sir.
What options do we have?
Well, we could...
You look like you're making this up. Your only primary job is to protect our castle walls.
Of course. In fact...
What protections have you made?
I have made... I need to check something outside.
So sorry to bother you, sir. We've set up your supperette on the balcony. Will it be all right?
Yes, of course. I'm going to watch the
sunset.
And
how many will be dining with you today?
Well, just myself, and one for the queen.
Right.
And,
don't forget the O'Malleys.
The O'Malleys will definitely come in.
The O'Malleys are coming.
Oh, that's rather nice, though, yeah.
Duncan, Trevor, Steph, is everyone all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're ready for dinner with the king.
How many O'Malleys are there?
That's just us four.
The four O'Malleys, the king, the queen. Right. Off to the kitchen, then.
Okay, thank you.
Lunch in one half.
Win half of an hour. Perfect, I get it.
You want to attack the kingdom down the road? That's the one with the O'Malleys. It's like 95% children in that kingdom.
Oh, that one's got the O'Malleys. I forgot about that. Yeah, right.
Who are the O'Malleys?
They're the bread givers.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
How did you get upstairs?
They are a baking family. That's all.
Yeah, it's a family of bakers, but...
Oh.
They deserve to die, though. I'm with the mum.
Yeah. Well, hang on a second, though.
How are they not deserving to die?
What are children? Like,
Keep going.
They only deserve to die because you know that it'll get us out of here. I'm sorry, Your Majesty. We don't mean to speak openly in front of you and not address you, but...
I enjoy listening, so I can eat some more bread.
I dare to speak openly against a tyrant?
God, please.
Someone put the dead pigeon in that fucker's head, will you?
Right.
Delightful.
Oh, it's in my eye.
So don't you
you're putting his eye, not his mouth.
How about this?
Terrible aim.
Oh, my other eye.
Why are you not stuffing it in his mouth? That's the part that's...
Well, I don't like the way it looks, so I'm not looking. What I'm doing. It's rather gross.
Right. No, give me that. I'll do it.
You do it.
I'll do it. Oh, I can't really look either. I'll just shove it somewhere. Oh, sorry about that, mate. Oh, first the rack, then this. That's no fun. Sorry.
It fell in my mouth.
Sorry.
We must work on our aim before we go to war with the people down the road.
Right.
Your Majesty, is that a loaf of bread? Could I have half of that to put in his mouth?
Absolutely not, no.
Bread! Give the people bread!
I can't possibly satisfy this.
Even if it's to shut him up. I mean, that makes sense.
Right.
A little bit of bread.
A little bit of bread, Your Majesty.
Like the bread's ass. The ass, the heel.
I think it's called the heel.
Oh, right. Yeah, let's put the heel in this fucker.
Poetic, it would be. Poetic.
Yeah, put the queen's heel.
Put his foot in his mouth in.
Oh, yeah. I can't say no to you boys in chains. Okay, here you go.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
Enjoy your heel, fucker.
Oh!
There's your brain.
Oh, finally.
Masticate that, fuck bomb.
Don't make yum yum noises. It's fucking disturbing.
Stop it. It's a terrible mistake. I knew it. I should follow my instincts.
Okay. Can you pass the gravy, please?
I should have my gravy man come. Gravy man!
Oh, that seems.
Gravy man!
That doesn't seem necessary. We can just pass.
Well, I'm a king and a lord, and if I don't have someone bring my gravy to me, then.
Where may I put the gravy, sir?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
I will tell you when.
My God.
More gravy.
Right, now who gets the gravy, sir?
Start with me.
Right, here we go.
More.
Dad, how many of the how many of the things on his face are eyes?
More.
I don't know. I don't know, Trevor. I don't know.
Can you believe it? A whole man dedicated just to gravy.
I love it.
Which one of your valleys was like the gravy?
Say again?
Mom, Dad, can we get a gravy man?
In time, okay? Christmas is coming up.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I don't want to say, but I don't think the O'Malleys will ever be able to afford a gravy man. That's kind of a royal.
Maybe we should hear about them.
Okay, let's see. How you think you'd get a gravy man?
Your Highness, if I can speak for the family, I think, with all due respect, thank you for having us and being hospitable, but to assume that we wouldn't be able to achieve a gravy man, that's where I'm going to have to stop you.
What do you got?
The O'Malleys have heart.
Right.
They got soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got love.
That's right, Dad.
Sweetheart.
We sure do.
But the gravy man needs to be paid something, though. You know, can't be paid with love and heart.
That's true. You need money.
Right, to take me away from the king would cost a little something.
It would cost a lot. There's not enough money in this kingdom for many people to have gravy man.
How many shillings you got on you?
How much does a bread baking family make?
Well, we make quarterly about 50s.
Really?
And then...
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's more than I expected.
How much do you suppose you could spare for a gravy man?
Well, Steph, what do you think? Well, just do the math out loud. If it's easier for you to do the math out loud.
So. Okay, you're pressuring me, okay? It's in front of the king.
I understand. Well,
Mom, Dad, your Majesty, Gravy Man, who is that lady outside with those three guys following her marching on the castle?
That's from the kingdom down the way. We've got a whole armory of soldiers that should be dealing with them. I wouldn't
open
surrender.
Your gates. The queen demands entrance. Open your gates or fall the sword.
Yeah,
our queen walks in. Don't do it. They'll take your bread.
Why the hell did we bring this up?
I told you it was
these backpack straps hurt my shoulders.
Right, he's a mule. Right then, let our queen in.
That's right.
We're having dinner. I'm having the O'Malleys for dinner. Maybe
so we come back in 45?
Maybe tomorrow. Today.
No, tomorrow's no good for me. We have to do it today.
Yeah, it's got to be today.
She says we got to do it today.
You want to be here for dinner?
Let's say 1 hour.
I'm going to just finish one dinner and have a second dinner in an hour? That's laughable.
Look, send out your gravy man or we're going to attack.
Okay. Gravy man.
Yes, I am.
I have deepest regrets.
Keep talking.
I'm going to have to send you out to the queen.
At your liege.
It seems that my chief Wharton... he did not prepare for a battle, so we're going to either lose or I'll have to lose my gravy man.
I'm ready to serve, sir.
All right, well, we'll open the gate and good luck to you.
Will I know which one's the queen?
Well, she'll be the tall woman with all of the people that are probably in, varying levels of enslavement to her. You'll know who she is, trust me.
Did you say the queen's a woman?
Oh, yeah, she's a woman.
Keep talking.
Well, I would be careful. She's a powerful woman, and one wrong move could land you in chains quite easy.
Would you say she's all powerful?
Not all powerful. I'd say 50-50 powerful.
What are you supposed to Achilles heel with me?
Can you understand everything he says?
Most of it is just using mental telepathy to speak. The sounds help, but it's kind of like charades.
Her Achilles heel, if I were to bring, where would I look?
Her Achilles heel? I would assume it was her heart.
I thought you said Hercules' shield.
That's what I thought you said too.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, is he under some sort of curse?
Hey, Duncan, you wait to talk.
Sorry.
Okay.
Let him.
Sorry, Dad.
That's okay, Duncan. It is a curse. He was cursed by the witches. Would you like to say why?
The curse is me. The question's three. Only you can solve the puzzle.
And I can't solve the puzzle, so the curse stands. It sucks. It's a bum-bum.
Is it that puzzle that's on the table here?
That's the one.
You could never solve it, though. It's too difficult.
Yeah. Oh, just a jumbled-up picture of a tiger.
Yeah. Here you go. Hey, Duncan, help. We can do this.
Yeah, this is easy. We're good at slide puzzles.
Okay, and there we go. All done.
Yep.
Well, that was
good
just
job.
One of the
I'm
three.
Free.
Well,
I'm free to marry the queen.
Hey, did we just free your gravy man?
Oh, damn it. I was using that. Well, I was going to give him to the queen anyways, but now he's going to go on his own free will.
Will the gravy man marry the queen? Tune in next week to find out. Scene 2 today is from Marcus, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. You guys just make my day when I clean windows here in the cold north of Denmark. And yes, podcasts exist over here, too.
Wow.
They're just not as good as yours. I have a scene suggestion. A curious inventor goes down a street, listens to people complain about their everyday problems, only to readily interrupt them to show them his new invention that will help them. Every time he stops new people, he will pull new inventions from his backpack like a cartoon. P.S. I like the cacaos the most, both of them." Wow, seems weird. The rest of us will be over here at the shit plate. Your dear listener from Denmark, Marcus Knudsen. By the way, would it be okay if we made films of your scenes, me and a friend who has a film company? We think it would be very funny to see your scenes acted out on film. Sorry for my bad English. I'm going to say yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes, Marcus Knudsen. You go ahead and make some films.
But only the ones with the Kakowskis in them.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
And let us know how the Kakowskis feel about your films. And send them to our Instagram account. Yeah. We'll,
I'm happy to do sound on it. You know,
and we've got a sound guy in Joey Gerstein. All right, onto the streets we go for the curious inventor. "I can't seem to get both of my shoes off. If only there was some way."
Just hold still and I'll pull.
Right, we've been doing this for an hour.
I know, but it, you know,
you get one off every time and then we can't get the other shoe off.
Say good you, things come to those who wait. What?
I hate to interrupt
you. What are
you
doing
here
on our front porch?
I just happened to be walking by, and I heard about your little dilemma here.
What is your
it's
name?
It's not a little dilemma.
My name is Marcel, and I do happen to be an inventor, and I think I may have something in my backpack that might help you out.
What do you got there?
Something that's going to make your shoes come right off your body.
I have a hard time believing that you have something like that. We've struggled with this for years.
Well
how about Wendell? Instead of continuing to struggle, we give the stranger from a far-off land a chance to help.
You haven't used my invention yet.
What do you call it?
I call it a bellows. Here's what I do. I'm going to shove it in your mouth, inflate you.
Right?
Your feet are going to become great big, and your shoes are going to pop right off your body.
So you're going to inflate me through the mouth?
Open wide.
Wait.
Science! That's amazing!
How do you feel now?
I feel strange, but my shoes came off.
That's incredible!
Well, I'll see you later.
Thanks, no mister.
Wow.
That was really nice of him.
That really was.
I'm sorry to say this, but looking at your medical report, looks like your entire internal organs are distended.
Yeah, well, a guy put a thing in my mouth and blew me up.
He put a thing in your mouth
and blew
you up? He
claimed to be an inventor. He put a device in my mouth and expanded my entire body.
Well, I
like a balloon.
That's...
But my shoes popped off. So you're saying there's trouble from that?
Yes.
You're saying that turns out that wasn't the best thing for the inside of my body.
Is this the best bedside manner you could have?
Well,
are you a doctor?
Yes, I am a doctor, okay? Thank you very much. I am a doctor.
Right, because it says Costco on your name.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, that's my name.
I feel like we should go to a real doctor.
Oh, a real doctor? You don't want to go to Don Costco anymore? You want to go see a real doctor?
Dr. Don Costco?
Yes, I got
the one
my...
one from TV?
Yes.
Oh,
thank
my
you very
God.
Much. How do you do?
Nice. I've never seen the show. I just hear about it.
Well, talk to me when you've seen the show.
Okay. Right. In the meantime, what can you tell me about my problem with...
Doctor?
Yes.
It's almost time for your snack break.
Okay. Well, what I can tell you right now before I have to take my snack break is that all your organs, they're all jumbled up.
What?
All right?
Jumbled?
Yes.
Is that a medical
term? Is he going to live? How long is he have?
He might live, but you're going to need some Kirkland batteries. Okay? That's something I can tell you right now.
I mean, I feel great.
For now.
Right. But what do I do with the Kirkland batteries?
You're going to, you want to rub them on your feet. I have to go on my snack break. Okay, so just.
Shannon, I'm getting schooled on the court. I can't dunk. Everybody else is dunking. I can't dunk.
Oh, well, did you try jumping higher?
Yeah, I've tried. I can't get any higher. I don't got the lift.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. I can't help but overhear. But my name is Marcel, and I might have an invention that could help you with your dunking.
Okay, this is weird. You're in our kitchen, but...
well, you know, the window was open. I figured I'd come by, and it's lovely in here. I
told you to stop leaving the kitchen window.
You're right. I'm sorry.
But I think I can help you dunk, young man.
Okay, I'm all ears for this. I got a game in 45. We're just finishing up din-dins. Yeah.
I'm
right.
Expecting company. Do you want something to drink?
Oh, sure. I would love something to drink.
Right.
Okay. Anything at all. Anything that you put in a cup, I will drink.
Okay.
And as for you, young man, I have an invention here in my backpack that just might help you out.
All right. Let's see it.
It's called a bellows. Okay. Open your mouth. Uh-huh. And I'm just going to inflate your body. Uh-huh. And poof. Now, whenever you want to dunk, just poke a couple of holes in your feet. You'll shoot right up to the sky.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the cup of whatever this is.
It was ketchup, but okay. Bye.
Yeah, we're going to have to get the fire department in here or something. That guy's stuck in the rafters.
Honey, are you okay?
Ma'am, please, we got to make a perimeter, okay? Ma'am, please.
Oh, my God.
Did you see me dunk?
Yeah, so this guy's been up there for about 6 hours or something
like that. I don't think good.
Great job, honey.
I don't know whether we get him down or call the New York Knicks. They could use a forward.
You really think it's the time for
to
do this?
I mean, this guy could dunk.
I half think we just open up the rafters and let him out. Let him float up to the sun.
He's going
to
explode up there.
How about poking some more holes in the kid?
In here? That's dangerous. He'll shoot all over the place.
We just got to get him down, all right? That's it.
All right, Brainiac, how are we getting him down?
We wait for the fire department to come down. They got a ladder they're going to bring up here, and they're going to bring him down.
What the fuck are we doing here?
We're just making sure if he falls, there's a witness or something.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
Is his wife over there or something? I don't know. Like maybe his girlfriend? Maybe his sister?
I usually don't pull
this
out, but I got a BB gun and I think
it's. Whoa, man!
It's just a BB gun.
Honey, they're talking about shooting you down.
What? And the only shot I want to make is a dunk.
Let's keep a perimeter, okay? Let's keep a perimeter, miss.
Hey, little dunker up there. How'd this happen in the first place?
I was getting schooled on the court, and an inventor came by with something called a bellows.
Yeah, right?
That's it.
That's where they fill you up with air?
Yeah, and that's how I got up here, but not after my game where I scored 2 points dunking.
What happened to this inventor fella?
Well, that's weird. He just kind of appeared in our kitchen, and then he disappeared.
And we got to find this inventor guy, because if he can get him up, he's got to be able to get him down.
Hey, we're Parks and Rec, man. Yeah? Okay? We're Parks and Rec.
So we don't have to help?
Right at that gate, that's where my job ends.
Okay? I see.
Like, that's where
at the end of the park?
Yeah.
All right.
You want to do extracurricular, then you do it.
I'm just going to open up the window up there. It's going to be fine.
Open up the window.
It's going to be fine.
All right.
Well, great.
No, that was that. I say we try to find this inventor fella.
Our boat, it's filling up with water. I don't know how we're going to get to shore.
I don't know. I mean, use your hands. Bail as much as you can.
I'm trying to bail as much as I can. It's just, I feel like this is it for us.
This is it, Tyrone. This is it. I've always loved you.
I loved you too.
Hey there, fellas.
Oh my God, can we get in your boat?
I couldn't help but notice your little dilemma you have here. It looks like your boat's sinking.
Oh God, yeah, sure, please quickly. Get on your boat.
I happen to have something here that might be able to help you.
Yeah, boat, can we get on it?
Can we get on your boat?
It's called a bellows. What? Open your mouth.
What?
Okay. And inflate. And inflate. And that should, now that you're nice and tight, that should stop all the leaking in your boat.
Oh, I thought it was going to make me float. Oh, my butt's stuck in the hole in the boat.
See? No more leaking. Okay, bye.
This sucks.
Okay, I don't. We're so far out.
Still no suntan lotion.
No, we ran out of that hours ago.
Oh my God. Well, at least the water stopped.
I almost forgot something. This sun out here is pretty harsh. You guys are going to need this bellows for your sunburns.
I've already bellowsed up.
Open your mouths. Okay.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Weathermore, but the passing of your husband doesn't mean that you don't have to pay for the boat's rental. So
what?
We're going to need... We're going to need something for the...
Phil, do you have the paperwork filled out?
Yes.
All right.
Here.
I don't know what I'm going to...
You just gotta sign it.
I do. I
just write a check or a credit card.
Oh, I don't have any. I don't have any money.
Okay, well that's gonna be a problem.
My husband took care of the finances.
He must have left or something.
He was on a boat. You said?
Yes.
Yes, he went with another fellow.
Yes, he rested one of our Rhode Island dolphins. So.
Oh my God.
It's an 18-footer.
Mm. Oh my.
Beautiful. Why is beautiful craft.
Yeah. Why? And he's dead. This is the first time hearing of this. This is just a lot of information. All of a sudden.
Do you want to just get that check or?
Oh, I don't. Okay, here's. Do you have some kind of?
We have his shoes.
What?
We got the guy's shoes still, right?
I think so.
Do the shoes cost as much as the boat?
I'm wearing the shoes. I'm wearing the shoes, so I can't. We don't know where the shoes are.
What? Is there anything left of him?
His hat.
I just can't keep this fire going. It keeps getting down. I can't keep the fire going.
Well, how about adding some more wood, paper?
Dad, it's so cold.
I'm trying. It rained recently. The wood's too wet. It won't
go. Randall is doing his best, all right?
It's just cold.
But if you complain more, it doesn't help.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to make it hot in here. Don't you understand that?
Mm-hmm. You're saying the wood is wet?
Yeah, it's wet. It rained recently. I don't think it will take.
Yeah, well, there's got to be some way we can get this fire going.
Excuse me?
Who are you?
Hi, my name is Marcel.
Where'd you come from?
I came from just outside.
Right, but we're a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, just outside it.
Just woods.
Yeah.
You came from...
I happened to overhear you.
How's that?
I happened to overhear you.
From
the woods.
Gotcha.
Where I was outside.
All right.
Yeah.
And why are you here?
Well, I heard you had a little dilemma.
We can't get this fire going.
Oh, gosh. I might have something in my bag that will help that.
He's reaching for a gun. He's reaching for a gun.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh.
I will choke the life out of you.
I will choke out. Get down.
Wait, I'm trying to say something. Hold on.
I have something for you in my backpack that will...
What is it?
It's a shoehorn.
A shoehorn?
Yeah. Oh, wait. No. Maybe that won't help. I got it. Hold on. Let me see what else I got in here.
We're trying to get a fire going.
Got a book on how to be a better basketball player.
Right.
Got a boat patch. Huh.
And he's got a gun! He's got a gun! Throw him on the fire, son. Throw him on the fire.
I can't. Okay, but he's all wet, too. I don't think we're going to be able to light him on fire.
It's true. All right, mister. If you go for that gun one more time, I swear to God.
I promise I don't have a gun in there.
Do you understand what you're trying to do here?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a fire gun.
You're trying to get a fire gun.
And you said you could help.
Yeah.
You came out of the woods to help.
Yeah.
So what do you got?
I got a shoehorn. A book on basketball skills.
Right.
And a boat patch.
Huh.
Maybe with those things you can figure out how to get your fire going.
What if we ripped up the book on basketball and we used that as the tinder?
How will we learn to play basketball?
I don't know.
But I'm cold.
All right. We'll tear that up. Good. Okay. That'll work.
And I don't know where to go from here.
You sure you got... Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's it.
It's working a little bit. It's sparking.
Oh, that's real nice.
That's a lot warmer.
Thanks, guy from the woods.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for letting me come in and hang out in your cabin for a little while. Enjoy your fire.
So he had no bellows for us. The one place that we could have finally used his ridiculous contraption. Our last scene for today... Norway. We've gone from Denmark to Norway.
All right.
It's Havard, H-A-V-A-R-D, but there's a thing over the A that I don't recognize.
Harvard.
Yep.
Who wrote... It's an R next to it.
Yeah. That's what... Over the A is an R. Greetings from Norway. I don't really have a touching story about how your podcast changed my life, cured my depression, or got me a girlfriend, like other people who send in suggestions. So this episode better be good, because I'm hoping for all three. Anyway, my idea is... Hitler didn't die in that bunker.
Jesus, thank you, Norway. Instead, he hid in a secret room connected to it. He's been surviving on a combination of cockroaches, bats, and the occasional toad that jumps by. After all these years, he finally decides to head out of his cave, where he stumbles upon a group of people that decide to show this old man around his new the new society. We follow Hitler on his journey to become hip.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Cheers, Havard Tonning from Norway. Oh, so anyways, we're just about through our journey here, and we have two more stops to make.
Can we use the restroom at any point?
Yeah, sure. Who needs to go?
I need to go.
Everyone needs to go?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was such a problem. So we have one restroom. So just figure out who's going to go first.
I'm going to go first. It's an emergency.
Well, mine's an emergency as well.
Emergency for the lady, I think, maybe.
Okay, well, I've been plugging myself with some with the free bread you've been giving us.
Right.
Okay, and it's getting pretty soggy. Okay?
I understand.
Plugging yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Are you saying you would push bread into
your... Yes, I have a loose sphincter, all right?
Oh.
It was a basketball injury.
I was picturing you pushing bread
into his penis?
Into his penis.
That's impossible.
Urethra.
Urethra. That's
impossible. Okay, like, you guys story tell. I'm going to go to the bathroom, okay?
Listen, while she's gone, I have something to ask you guys.
Yeah, what is it? Do you need money?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have like a dollar?
A dollar?
Sure. Yeah. That's it.
Each?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That was the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm going to have lunch today. This is great.
Now you can get more than a... That's only $3. Is that enough for a lunch?
Woo!
Oh, all right.
Do not go in there.
That was fast.
Yeah, it was an emergency.
Why the hell should we go in there?
Oh.
Why the hell should... The only bathroom, and now we can't go in there.
It's just a figure. I need to go in there.
It's a figure of speech?
It's a warning.
Exactly. Why the hell can't we go in?
She gave you a heads up.
Of what? Yeah. That I can't go in there. Now I can't go.
It's going to maybe stink a little bit. Why do you got to make a thing?
If it stunk a little bit, I can go in there. But now I can't go in there. I can't go in there. Fuck it. I'm doing it here.
Oh.
I'm doing it here. I don't care.
Oh, God.
All right. Let us know how that works out.
All right.
We're going to see it. He's doing it right here. Oh, gross.
Wow, that's a lot of bread.
What? Occupied.
What the fuck?
Occupied.
Oh, my God. I've been shitting on this old guy. Oh, my God. I'm shitting on this old guy. Oh, I can't stop shitting on this guy.
Why are you still shitting on me?
I can't stop shitting
stop
on this guy.
Stop shitting on me.
I can't stop shitting
oh,
on
God.
This guy.
Oh, God.
Stop shitting.
I can't stop shitting.
It's in my mouth. Oh my gosh, all over my body.
Hold my arms.
You've got to stop. There's no way this person deserves what you're giving him right now.
I am being covered right now.
Hold my arms.
I know what it's called. Don't touch him.
Oh, I got your arm.
That's
probably it.
That's the first loaf.
Mein Gott in Himmel, I am covered.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, Jeff. Jeff, you're okay. Jeff, you're going to be okay.
I am not going to be okay. I'm like covered in human shit.
Sorry, old man.
Let go of my arms.
Wow, you really are old. How old?
I'm 190.
What?
What?
190 years old.
I just shit on a 190-year-old guy.
That's got to be some kind of record.
Yeah.
Wow. It's not one that anybody wants to have, is that record.
Okay, but still,
what were you doing down there?
Hiding.
Oh.
This looks like a whole bunker system. What the
hell? Whoa.
Gotta be the craziest game of hide and seek ever.
Yes. It's a very long game of hide and seek.
You must have won. You must have won.
Did I win?
I think so.
Did I win?
I mean, oh no one's.
I've not walked out this room since 1945.
1945? Wow. What happened in 1945?
Let's not rehash 1945. I remember what happened in 1945, and I don't want to remember it.
Sorry, is anybody using this here shithole? I gotta go real bad.
No, wait, it's all
wait,
for
wait,
you.
Wait, don't go.
No, God, no! Oh. I had this shitting on me still! Get out!
Come on!
No.
Come on!
Why is everyone shitting on me?
Oh, that poor old man!
Let me get some of that, Daddy!
God.
Yeah, come on here, son. You shit too.
God!
Oh,
God.
Oh, God.
Oh,
this is nuts! Oh, my God!
Oh.
It's a single strand.
Woo.
Oh.
All right.
Let me throw down a rope to you, sir. Here's a rope. Come
I think
on,
they just
on.
Did.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I had a big lunch. I ran into a gravy man. He gave me a bunch. And,
yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Do you also happen to have a wet towel or something?
You just gave a 190-year-old man a rope to climb up on.
I'm not going down there. He's covered in shit.
Okay, well, look, first of all, he's not really 190. Come on, he couldn't
possibly. That's not possible.
But also, 1945. What happened then? Like 75
That was
years
the year the stock market crashed.
Oh, my God.
He probably went in there. Some a lot of old people did a lot of weird things when the stock market crashed.
True, true, true.
So he maybe was 20 when 75 years ago, like 95.
Maybe 95. He wrote Time Plane or something. I don't know.
Maybe well, he wrote Time Plane?
Road.
Oh, the Stephen King thing?
Why don't you ask him a couple questions?
Why are you speaking so quietly?
Oh, hey.
Oh,
hey.
I climbed up the rope.
Oh, my God. You just...
I, it took me a minute. I may have been a little off on my numbers. I believe I'm 121.
Here's a wet man.
I lie about my age all the time.
Thank you. Oh. Yeah. Girl, you and me both.
Yeah. Thank you.
So what are you doing down there, Pat?
I was hiding.
Yeah, you said that, but it's a long time to hide.
Yeah.
From ghosts?
From, well, the ghosts of my past.
What's your name?
Who isn't?
My name is Abraham
Lincoln.
Are you Abraham Lincoln?
Yes.
Come on, Todd. What the hell are you talking about?
I told you it was from the Great Depression.
He's not from the Great Depression.
I told you.
I am definitely Abraham Lincoln.
Well, you can't see because he doesn't have his hat on. I bet you if he had a really tall hat, you could tell.
How long have you been down there?
I've been down here since 1945.
No, you haven't.
Since 1945. Why would I lie?
Whoa, relax. This guy's got a temper, huh?
It's like 74 years ago.
That was 74 years ago.
Well, he's got some paintings down here. Everyone shit on them. Can't really tell what they are.
Wait, what? You don't like my paintings?
Well, no, there's shit on them. I don't know if that's us or what it
they're
looks like.
They're painted with shit.
Oh, my God.
It's the old...
All right, let's go ahead. And your last name, you checked into your room. Sir, you really smell terrible.
I have been shit on for 75 years.
Okay, great. This is a Red Roof Inn. We don't ask any questions. All right. Lincoln, you said?
Yes.
Great.
Abraham Lincoln.
All right. Third floor. Your buddy's paid for the room here. So to meet you back in the lobby at 1:30.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you mind if I cut?
I do mind if you cut.
Oh, wow. Look at this, huh? You're a piece of shit, aren't you, huh? What? You're just a piece of shit, aren't you, huh? I got a problem and you won't even let me say it, huh? You're just a piece of shit,
huh? You're American.
Of course
you?
I'm American.
Are you hitting on my wife?
He's trying to hit on me.
No, I'm not hitting on your wife.
I'm going to pull every goddamn tooth out of your head.
Why would you?
Pull them teeth!
Wait, don't pull my teeth out! Why are you pulling out?
No! I'll teach you to look at my wife like that.
He's only got one tooth. That's all he needed to do.
Do you two need a room?
Oh, yeah, we had a complaint. The ice machine isn't working.
On floor 3.
Great.
Looks like somebody plugged it up.
With what?
Shit. Somebody plugged up that ice machine with shit.
It's all caked up in there.
And it seems like I know the culprit.
I did it.
Shh, don't say that.
Oh, sorry. Okay, great. I'll make a note of it. We'll send somebody up tomorrow probably because this is a Red Roof Inn.
Is this what people act like in 2019? Is this what happens?
Where you been all this time?
I've been in a bunker getting shit on.
For what?
Why does everyone keep asking? 74 years I was underground hiding.
Yeah, but why would you stay there if people kept shitting?
Because I could not get out.
I see.
You know what's the shit, sir, is the makeover district on 3rd and 5th. You just head down there.
Is it makeover? There's a makeover district?
Yeah. It's one-stop shopping for making over.
I will go right now.
Maybe shower first.
But not if I'm getting a makeover. I need to look as terrible as possible.
All right, that's fair. Here's a little map. I'll draw it. Thank you. Just head down there and then.
Why'd you draw a circle with a highlighter? Why didn't you just highlight?
Well, you know, don't ask how I do things, okay?
All right. Welcome to Tim's House of Makeovers. How can we help?
Hello, Tim. My name is Adolf.
Adolf, what a pleasure to meet you.
Oh.
Please let us know where we can start. We'd love to begin right away with new folks.
Well, from the top of my head to the bottom of my jackboots.
Soup to nuts, as I say?
Soup, no, further than the nuts. To the feet.
Oh, aren't you a pistol?
Oh, pistol, yes. I would like a Luger, please.
A Luger?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what pistol. That is, but we'll find
what
one.
What can you do for me that will make me not stand out?
You're not from around here, are
no,
you?
No, I am not.
You got a funny accent.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
I was born in Austria, but lived most of my life in Germany.
Oh, Germany. I've never been.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's, just a dream of home. Right? The fatherland.
The fatherland. I haven't heard it called that in some time. What did you do there in Germany?
I was a big deal.
You, oh, were you? Are you famous?
I was famous in Germany, but now I am nothing, and I'm not even allowed to let people know I'm alive. Is this the first part of the makeover, where you, you make over my heart first?
That's exactly right.
No, it hurts to happen.
Let me.
Why don't we just get him in this chair right over here, and we'll start working on his skin.
Roger here is going to work on your skin.
I'm just going to work on your skin. I'm going to put this might burn a little bit, but it's going to be nice and refreshing afterwards.
Oh, careful! Not that close with that lighter. This is flammable. Wait! Put that out. His face is on fire.
My big blowtorch.
Luke, stop with the flamethrower.
Trying on stuff.
I am so sorry.
Trying on things. He is.
Your face is
good.
Really burnt. That's not. That doesn't usually happen. I am so sorry.
That man looks fucked up.
It's normal. It'll heal. This is sometimes you got to burn off the outside to get to the good inside.
Listen, you said you've been hiding, so we don't want. We agree. We don't want anyone to find you. So we're just trying to help.
Yeah, I suppose.
You're not gonna look anything like yourself. I'm gonna bring my sister in.
Okay.
And she's gonna help you.
All right.
With the
Sarah.
Next phase. Sis, this is Adolf.
Hi.
Hello.
He came here from Germany.
Oh, Germany?
Isn't that crazy? Germany,
yeah. I have always wanted to go. My cousin's best friend studied abroad in Germany, and I saw pictures, and I was like, I gotta go there.
You sound so well-traveled.
Thank you.
Isn't he the
like
sweetest?
Him. Yes.
What are you going to do to me now?
Well, I have to get you a new outfit. That's probably to match your burnt face.
What kind of outfit matches a burnt face?
Something... gray, you know.
I'm sorry, I got this shit in my head. I gotta put it somewhere.
No,
I don't know where to take this shit. Fuck,
that
I'm sorry.
It looks real good. It looks real good.
I'm sorry.
I keep getting covered in shit.
I don't know, but you know, sometimes the outfit finds the person. You know what I mean?
Just a second, sis. Pardon me, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Lawson.
Lawson, why did you come into our store with your hands full of shit?
I just had shit on my hands. I don't know where to go
with it. So you just thought you'd come by?
Yeah, well, look
with your shitty hands.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry.
And put it on our client.
Yeah.
I'm used to it by now.
Okay. Is there anything else you needed to do?
No.
Just drop some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming
You're
by.
Welcome.
Aren't
lovely
you
shop.
The sweetest?
Bye, Lawson.
All right, sir. Here's your avocado toast and your Beyond Burger.
Thank you very much. I will be upstairs on my AirPods.
Okay, great. If you need anything else, you just ring that bell there. Okay.
Thank you. I think I'm assimilating quite well.
Hi, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Hi, what? What is it? Oh, no, come on over.
I heard you had an accent, and I love a guy with an accent. So
oh, goodness,
I'd introduce myself.
Yeah.
It's my New Year's resolution to meet new people.
Sorry,
I'm nervous. I just...
Why are you nervous? We're very relaxed. Here, take a little piece of my scarf. Take a little piece of my scarf and touch it on your skin, and then you won't be nervous no more.
Oh, my gosh. I just... feel so connected
doesn't
to you.
It's all about connections. It's like when Wayne Dyer makes you listen to a thing and he has your mantra for you. You know how mantras work, right?
Oh my gosh, you're so smart.
Oh, well, look, you know, it's a thing.
So my name's Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. My name's Adolf Hitler.
Oh. Really?
I figured it's time to just be myself, so I'm just going to be myself.
Sure.
I am the Adolf Hitler, but I'm better now.
What? Did that guy say he's Adolf Hitler?
Now hear somebody say Adolf Hitler.
Yes, I have finally assimilated in your society and I'm comfortable enough to say my actual name. I am Adolf Hitler. I lived in a bunker adjacent to... You know what? My Norwegian friend will explain the whole thing to you what happened. But just suffice to say...
Hey, fuck you, dude!
Whoa. Why the hostility in a Pete's coffee?
You're a piece of shit, man.
Well, I was covered in pieces of shit for a while, but now I am totally assimilated, and I enjoy your music, and I have a record player.
Why should we believe this guy's Adolf Hitler? Give us some proof.
Proof that I'm Adolf Hitler?
Yeah, you can't be Adolf Hitler. That's the craziest thing.
What kind of proof do you want? Look at me. I'm 120-some-odd years old.
Exactly. You're a wrinkled bag of shit. So what? How are we supposed to believe? You got some kind of papers?
Yeah, I have papers right here. Take a look at these.
Let's see here.
These are all just shitty drawings.
These are my art.
Looks like
this is my art. I am an artist. Do not make me do what I did last time. People did not like my art.
You got crap art, man.
That's it. I'm going to go burn the fucking Reichstag down.
I didn't get my coffee.
Did you have a cream puff Hitler coffee?
No, I think that was for that guy.
Oh, shit. What'd you have?
I got Mocha Mediata.
Mocha Mediata?
Yeah.
Greg, Mocha Mediata?
Sorry, I didn't fill that out. I didn't see it. I'll get it.
What do you mean, didn't see it? You're the one who rung me up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got. It was really busy. You know, we have a celebrity who's in the building today.
Busy my ass, all right, man? You saw me, dude. You know that it was my order.
I'm sorry. I was just, like, kind of starstruck. Hitler was in the corner.
Hey, man, I don't give a shit about that. Man, I got a Mocha Mediata, all right, man? Like, get,
what was the name on the order?
The name was Burger.
Burger?
Yeah.
Can you spell that?
Burger. B-O-O-G-E-R.
Oh, yeah, it's right here. I'm so sorry. I'll get that ready for you right now.
Oh, you found it now?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't want it.
What? Really, you don't?
No, if it's going to be like this, I don't want it. Okay, man? I just want a refund. Give me Pete points.
Did you call the Uber?
Yeah, I called
Hitler?
Uber. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I just had to get out of that. They did not like my artwork. You look at this. Look at this. What's your name?
Larry.
Larry, I give you...
Sir, I'm driving.
Larry, but pull over! What? Look at the art.
I can't pull over.
You know, do you want 5 stars?
Is your name really Hitler?
My name is Adolf Hitler, yes.
Well, come on.
Yes, why come on?
Adolf
come on?
Hitler.
Why come on?
That's not even funny, sir.
My name is Adolf Hitler.
Right.
You want to know it is not funny? You're not wanting to look at my artwork.
Well, I'm driving the car, sir.
Well, I'm okay. Wanting to show you my art, and if you don't...
How is it you have 2 stars, by the way? I want to pick you up.
Oh.
But I was so fascinated by only having 2 stars.
Well, because I'm Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, and again, not terribly funny.
No, it's... So, I don't know why you think that would be funny.
I don't think right. It's funny. What I do think is funny is someone having 2 stars.
What is your full name? My full name? I told you my full name, Adolf Hitler. What's your full name?
Larry Greer.
Larry Greer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't believe you, Larry Greer. How's that feel?
All right, well, here's my license.
Okay.
What does it say?
It says...
There's a car parked on the train tracks. I don't think we have enough time to stop.
We just got to plow through it, I think.
I feel really bad. What if there's a family of children inside of that car?
All the shit in the back of the train is heating up.
Oh, we got to keep going faster.
It's getting hotter.
We're going to hit that car.
You know what, Larry Greer? Why don't you get out of this car? I will sit here in this car by myself
on the train tracks.
Yes. I will. If you don't want to pull over, I will just pull over for both of us. Get out of your car. I will sit right here.
Fine.
Until you enjoy my art, you cannot get back in your own car.
Fine.
Fine.
Enjoy the rest of your life, Adolf Hitler.
Fine. I will. Right here on these train tracks in this car. Oh, good. Look. A train's coming. Oh, God.
You know, God. It's such a tragic end.
Yeah.
Until the bellows of life get him out of the car.
You know, I saw that email and I thought, do we want to go down that? And I'm glad we did. Oh, man. Thank you from Norway so that we could figure out how to kill that wonderful German.
I don't know about to say wonderful say, German.
Well,
but
yeah, some of the, I would say.
Not everything could be true.
You can't believe everything you read, right?
As the only Jew in the room, we're taught to ask why.
True.
So yeah. I'm wondering, why did you want to shit all over such a...
It was just, I couldn't hold
that
it.
That was your instinct.
That was my instinct. My instinct was just to poop on them.
Just open your innards.
If I could do that.
And let it happen.
I'd be more than happy to do that.
So when people say they want to go back in time
uh-huh.
to kill him, your fantasy is to go back in time and poop on him.
Yeah, but like enough where like a sickness will occur.
Sure, sure.
You know? Yeah, it's not like a little, oh, it's on my shoulder.
You want him to suffer.
Yeah, I mean, he's caked in.
And weirdly, that's our show for today. Let's thank all of our alchemists. Cole Stratton, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Where can folks find you?
At Stratton Cole or at Cole Stratton, depending on the social media thing. And at the Westside Comedy Theater, doing a lot of stuff.
Westsidecomedy.com. Check yep. the calendar. Look for shows. Jen Murray, you got some shows at Westside.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Second Wednesday of the month. That's what she said. 8 p.m. And Westside Sketch Co. Fourth Wednesday of the month. 8 p.m.
The house team. And then what she said, is that an all-gal stand-up comedy
it's
show?
It's all ladies. No boys allowed, except in the audience. Please come.
Oh, nice. Excellent. Mark Gagliardi.
Yes, sir. Find me on Twitter at Mark Gags. The last Wednesday of the month at Dynasty Typewriter. And Blood and Treasure now streaming on Amazon Prime, season 2 coming next summer. CBS. Yeah.
DynastyTypewriter.com.
DynastyTypewriter.com.
Right on. James Heaney.
Bear Supply at the Westside Comedy Theater. From time to time, I'm in Pretty Pony.
That's true.
Mission Improbable Fridays and Saturdays. But the real JamesHeaney.com is the best way to find out what's going on.
Thank you so much for joining us as always. Joey Greer.
I want to give a shout out to Andrew Richards at The Drew Print on mm-hmm. Instagram. He made a little video.
of Marcus with the Snoofa episode.
That was the greatest shits alive.
Yeah,
so I mean, funny. Yeah, this brand new, I think it's like the second animated from our Alchemy This podcast. This guy's great. Say his name again.
His name is Andrew Richards at The Drew Print.
At The Drew Print. That's on his handle. Instagram.
Yeah. Shout out to you. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, that was awesome. And let's thank our engineer to the stars, Doug Bain. Our post sound design artist, Rafael Brito.
Brito!
Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And of course, iHeartMedia. I encourage all of you to write a review. Tell everyone you've ever met about us and write to us. Yeah, at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. I'm Kevin Pollak. Thank you as always. Until next time,
Alchemy This.